Good morning. It's July 4th, 2021, Sunday. Feels like been a really long weekend. I've been doing this. I've actually been off since Thursday afternoon. And I'm off again tomorrow. And I'm not complaining. There's a lot to do down here. Weather's beautiful today. It's about 80 degrees, no humidity. And I'm Kelly Miller. This is Living at the Beach. Had a big explosion down here this morning in Ocean City. The firework display that was being set up on the beach down at the inlet, the rider truck that the fireworks were in blew up. And luckily nobody, one person was injured, I guess, that was handling the truck, but they had cordoned off the beach for a safe zone before the truck got there, so nobody was injured on the beach. But there won't be any fireworks on the beach tonight. I imagine the only legal display right now this evening in is in Northside Park, so that's going to be a madhouse. I wouldn't even want to be within a mile of that place. Well, this weekend traffic is just crazy, and yesterday was exasperated by a water main break at 40th Street, which shut down Coastal Highway for hours, and it was just a parking lot. And that's what it's going to be like tonight up there at Northside Park, because people want to see their fireworks. Secrets has a fireworks display, I think, tonight, and that's legal too. So you can probably see that. You can actually watch it online on the secrets.com website. They have cams all over the place, so that'd be a good place to watch it. Quite frankly, I've had it with the fireworks. I mean, right here in, excuse me. Right here in Ocean Pines last night, I think everybody had a cache of fireworks going off all night. And, you know, with my two dogs, it scares the hell out of them. Doesn't bother me, but, you know, I'd prefer they didn't do it, but they did it. So I'm going to go out and train horn everybody on the 10th and the 11th at about 6 a.m. and just wish them a happy July 10th and 11th weekend. It's paybacks are hell, ain't they? But the overseeing vehicle count in Assateague right now is 145 vehicles, which is the max. And I was going to go up there, but there's 45 vehicles waiting in line. And you only one off, one on. So what's the use? I mean, by the time the 45th vehicle that's in line right now gets up to the beach, it'll be sunset. So you really, especially on this weekend, you got to get up there before the park opens to get on the beach, because nobody's going up for an hour and coming off. And these poor people sitting in line there, 45 cars in line, they've got to air down their tires to 15 pounds of pressure, and then they got to sit there and wait, and then they hopefully they're not running their engine, because that'll overheat the vehicle, and with the ice in the cooler is going to melt. That's just not a good situation. I've been up on the beach. It's fun. It's best to go up during the week. Nobody's there, which is a good thing. To the special person in Selbyville that's listening, just be patient. It's coming. And, you know, today I was walking in the food line, and everybody had masks on. I was like, what the hell? Did they go back to the mask mandate? And they didn't, but I don't understand it. But, you know, it's just, all the rules were suspended July 1st, but people keep wearing these masks. So, you know, it's up to, I don't care. As long as they don't make me wear one, I don't care what anyone else does. It's up to them. They look silly. I was walking out, and a lady was walking in, and I said, good morning. You look beautiful. Just kidding. And she says, oh, that was the kindest thing. Thank you so much. And I said, yep, no problem. She says, started laughing. She goes, how could you tell? I said, I got x-ray vision. And she says, oh, my, and just walked in. But, you know, I turned a negative situation into a positive, and I guess nobody's told her she looked beautiful. I don't even know what she looked like. She had a mask on. But nonetheless, it made her day, I hope. Why not? But anyway, it's a brief one today because I got a lot to do. Take the dogs up to the inlet to go swimming. Not the inlet, but Sunside Park. They got a little beach there, and let them both go in the water. It's clean there, and sit there and watch the boats go by, and then I'm actually going out this evening and have a nice time. So in any event, I hope you all are having a great 4th of July, and be safe. This is Kelly Miller, living at the beach.